Committee to order. It is 1:51. Today is Monday, April 29th. We have Representative Stevens, McGuire, Bate, Masick, Galzy, Chenault, and Krutula are all here. Today we're going to be taking up Senate Bill 356, General Permit for Water Waste Disposal. And I believe that we have the Senator's staff here, and representatives are here from the Army to testify that they probably won't need the amendment that we discussed on Friday. And Tad Owens is online. And we have Tad, yeah, Tad from the RDC. And we have a couple of people that are online to testify, but we took public testimony on Friday, and the bill was closed at public comment at that time, and the bill is now in committee for discussion and has undergone no changes. So we will come back to our discussion of the bill, and I believe we left off where we were going to check to find out about adding the amendment to the bill. And we have gotten a reply from Terry, legislative counsel, regarding what other statutes would be affected if we added the amendment, and I think members have it on their within their packet. So at this time, I don't believe that we will need the amendment, and I understand the Senate is going to work on a separate standalone bill with this issue. So at this time, we'll bring it back to the committee discussion. Are there any questions or comments about the bill? Representative Fate.
Well, thank you, Madam Chairman. On page 2, line 9, I just want to bring your attention that there was a modification of that depth in the bill, which purchased oil and gas, methane, because the structure sometimes dipped and exceeded 3,000 feet. That's what I want to call your attention to, that there might be times that, that now is now allowed under that code, that methane exploration and a drilling that may exceed that 3,000 foot level, permissible now by law. And this would go down to that, but it might not go down to where they may need it to go down to for that same structure that dips like this and exceeds that 3,000 feet. You'd want to bring it to your attention. I don't know how you would amend that until I looked at the other law.
I would ask the Senator's staff to come up, and if you have any thing to add to the issue that Representative Fate brought up.
Thank you. For the record, Joe Balash, staff to Senator Cherio. Through the chair, Representative Fate, this is existing statute. I'm not certain as to whether this statute is affected by the other legislation, the clarification. If this particular section of statute is addressed in a separate bill, both pass, I believe the reviser has authority within other statutes to reconcile the two. But I'm not real clear on the details on the other piece of legislation.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you. I just wanted to draw to your attention that there had been a new change in that depth in one of the amendments to the bill, because some of those structures did dip below the thing. Originally, the depth for coal bed methane was 3,000 feet. And under certain circumstances where that structure does dip deeper, it's now allowable to go after that structure. I don't think it would affect this in most cases, but the possibility did exist.
Thank you. Thank you, Representative Case. Thank you. Are there any other questions for the sponsors, staff? of the bill. Thank you. What is the will of the committee?
Move
I assume that
Madam Chairman,
sent to state.
I would move Senate Bill 356 with personal recommendations and attach this.
Any objection to moving the bill? Without any objection, then Senate Bill 356 is moved from committee. And our next meeting is scheduled for Wednesday. And we have noticed bills previously heard at this time, but we are under the 24-hour rule, and the committee is advised to stand by and check the schedule at the time needed. And on Wednesday, my co-chair, if you want to announce your... Okay, we will have our on our Wednesday meeting, we will have a joint meeting with fisheries dealing with the nominations to the Board of Fisheries, and that will be at 1 o'clock. And for members that are interested, 519 is up in the Finance Committee for those of you that would like to be up there to hear that. You're welcome to go there. Otherwise, we are adjourned at 1 o'clock. Adjourned until 1 o'clock when...